بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تكلم الملائكة على لسانهم تكلم الملائكة على لسان عمر رضي الله عنه. أخرج الطبراني في الأوسط عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أبغض عمر فقد أبغضني، ومن أحب عمر فقد أحبني، وإن الله باها بالناس عشية عرفة عامة، وباها بعمر خاصة، وإنه لم يبعث الله نبيا إلا كان في أمته محدث، وإن يكن في أمتي منهم أحد فهو عمر. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كيف محدث؟ قال: تتكلم الملائكة على لسانه. تولي الملائكة بغسل جنائزهم. غسل الملائكة عليهم السلام حنظلة الشهيد رضي الله عنه، عن حنظلة بن أبي عامر أخي بني عمرو بن عوف أنه التقى هو وأبو سفيان بن حرب يوم أحد، فلما استعلاه حنظلة رآه شداد بن الأسود، وكان يقال له ابن شعوب، قد علا أبا سفيان، فضربه شداد فقتله. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن صاحبكم يعني حنظلة لتغسله الملائكة، فاسألوا أهله ما شأنه. فسئلت صاحبته فقالت: خرج وهو جنب حين سمع الهاتفة. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لذلك غسلته الملائكة. غسل الملائكة عليهم السلام سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه. محمود بن لبيد قال: لما أصيب أكحل سعد يوم الخندق فثقل حولوه عند امرأة يقال لها رفيدة، فذكر الحديث وفيه. فخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وخرجنا معه، فأسرع المشي حتى تقطعت شسوع نعالنا، وسقطت أرضيتنا عن أعناقنا، فشكى ذلك إليه أصحابه: يا رسول الله، أتعبتنا في المشي. فقال: إني أخاف أن تسبقنا الملائكة إليه فتغسله كما غسلت حنظلة. وخرجه أيضا عن عاصم بن عمر بن قتادة قال: فنام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتاه ملك وقال جبريل حين استيقظ، فقال: من رجل من أمتك مات الليلة استبشر بموته أهل السماء؟ قال: لا أعلم إلا أن سعدا أمسى دنفا. ما فعل سعد؟ فقالوا: يا رسول الله، قد قبض. فجاءه قومه فاحتملوه إلى ديارهم. قال: وصلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصبح، ثم خرج ومعه الناس، فبت الناس مشيا حتى إن شسوع نعالهم لتقطع من أرجلهم، وإن أرديتهم لتقع عن عواتقهم. فقال له رجل: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قد بتت الناس. فقال: إني أخشى أن تسبقنا إليه الملائكة كما سبقتنا إليه حنظلة. حفاة الملائكة بجنائزهم. عن جابر رضي الله عنه لما قتل أبوه جعل يكشف عن وجهه الثوب ويبكي، فنبهاه الناس، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تبكيه أو لا تبكيه، لم تزل الملائكة تظله بأجنحتها حتى رفعتموه. حفاوتهم بسعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه. قال: رأيت رسول عن سلمة بن أسلم رضي الله عنه قال: رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن على الباب نريد أن ندخل على أثره، فدخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما في البيت أحد إلا سعد مسجى، قال فرأيته يتخطى، فلما رأيته وقفت وأوم إلي قف، فوقفت ورددت عن من ورائي ورددت من ورائي، وجلس ساعة ثم خرج. فقلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما رأيت أحدا وقد رأيتك تتخطى. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قدرت على مجلس حتى قبض لي ملك من الملائكة أحد جناحيه فجلس. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هنيئا لك يا أبا عمرو، هنيئا لك يا أبا عمرو، هنيئا لك يا أبا عمرو. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد نزل لسعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه 70,000 ملك ما وطئوا الأرض قبلها. وقال حين دفن سبحان الله لو انفلت أحد من ضغطه القبر من ضغطه ضغطة القبر لانفلتت منها سعد. قال ناس من المنافقين ما أخف جنازة سعد أو سرير سعد. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد نزل 70,000 ملك شهدوا جنازة سعد أو سرير سعد ما وطئوا الأرض قبل اليوم. الحسن قال لما مات سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه وكان رجلا جسيما جزلا، جعل المنافقون وهم يمشون خلف سريره يقولون لم نرك اليوم رجلا أخف، وقالوا أتدرون لما ذلك؟ قال ذاك لحكمه في بني قريظة، وذكر ذلك للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال والذي نفسي بيده لقد كانت الملائكة تحمل سريره. It's from the chapter of the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this sub-chapter is regarding the malaika, how they came to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this sub-chapter of this is that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some Sahaba radiallahu anhum as such, that the malaika spoke on their tongues. That it was their tongue, and from the words were coming from their mouth, but it was actually the words of malaika. Sa'id bin Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever hates Umar radiallahu anhu, then he hates me, and whoever loves Umar radiallahu anhu, then he loves me." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was boasting about the people on the day of Arafah, on the night of Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was boasting about all the people, about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum generally, and he was boasting about Umar radiallahu anhu especially. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send a Nabi except that there is some ummat, one person who gets ilham, who gets gets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's nobody from my ummah nobody else besides Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So they asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will this guidance come to him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the malaika will speak on his tongue. The malaika speak on the tongue of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This chapter, how Sahaba malaika they gave ghusl to the body of Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu when he became shaheed. The Sahabi narrates that when Hanzala radiallahu anhu, he and Abu Sufyan confronted one another on the battlefield on the day of Uhud. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu gained the upper hand over Hazrat Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu was not a Muslim at that time. He was fighting on the side of the Kuffar. He later on accepted Islam. So Hanzala radiallahu anhu gained the upper hand and overpowered Abu Sufyan and was about to kill him. Shaddad, another kafir, saw him, and from the back he attacked Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, and he killed him, and he made him shaheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that your companion, referring to Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, the malaika are giving him ghusl. So go ask his family, what is the matter? So his wife was asked, and she mentions that he came out while he was in a state of janabat, while he was junub, while he was in a state that he needed a faraz ghusl. When he heard the call of jihad, he didn't even wait to make ghusl, but he left immediately and he went on the battlefield. Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned that is why the malaika are giving him ghusl. The malaika making ghusl of Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu. Muhammad bin Labid says, when Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu was injured on the day of Khandaq, and one of the main arteries on his limb was cut open and he was bleeding profusely, so they took him, the family took him to one, there was a lady who used to treat this type of wounds, who knew how to treat these wounds, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went away. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out, and we also came out with him. He came out from the masjid, and all the sahaba followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking so fast that the steps, the toe steps of our sandals began breaking, and our shawls began to fall from our necks. So the sahaba complained to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are made us tired, you're walking so fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that I fear that the malaika will beat us to making ghusl of Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, just as they beat us and in making ghusl for Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu. I would have the honor of making the ghusl of Hanzala radiallahu anhu, and I fear that the malaika will beat us to it and they will give him ghusl first. Asim bin Amr, the son of Qatada radiallahu anhu, mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam slept the night, and an angel came to him. Oh, he said, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him when he got up in the morning. And he said, who is this person from your ummah who passed away last night? That the malaika are rejoicing in the sky after his death. So Nabi Sansa mentions that I do not know anyone except Sa'd radiallahu anhu was in the night close to passing away. And what is the condition of Sa'd? He asked the people. So they said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu has passed away. And his people came and they carried his body to his house. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Fajr namaz. Immediately after Fajr namaz, he came out. And the people all followed him. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked so fast and so swiftly that the steps of our shoes began to break. And our shawls began falling off our necks. So a person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of sahaba, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have made us tired. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that I fear that the malaika will beat us in giving ghusl to Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, like how they beat us to Hanzala radiallahu anhu. How the malaika honored the janazah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How they honored the father of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhuma. Jabir radiallahu anhu says that when my father was martyred, and I began uncovering his face over and over again, looking at his face and crying. So the people prevented me that, don't do this, stop crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, you can cry if you want, or if you want, you do not cry. But the malaika will continue shading the janazah of your father with their wings until you lift the janazah up. The honor that the malaika gave to the body of Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu. Salamat ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu say that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we were upon the door, right on the door, and wishing to enter upon his janazah, his body that was lying down there. And there was nothing in that room except the janazah of Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, and it was covered with a sheet. So I saw Rasulullah enter the room. There was nobody in the room. Only the janazah was lying on the floor. I saw Rasulullah jumping over, as if he's jumping over the necks of people. When he's approaching the janazah, he's jumping over the necks of people to reach the janazah. When I saw him, I stopped and he pointed towards me and he ishara towards me that stop, stay there, don't come forward, stay where you are. And whoever was behind me, I also told him to wait, don't enter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat for a while, then he came out. So I said, "Oh Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I didn't see anybody in the room, but I saw that you were jumping over the necks, as if you are jumping over the necks of people. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that I did not find any place to sit until one of the malaika folded his one wing and he gave me a little bit of space and I sat. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, glad tidings to you, O Muaz radiallahu anhu, O Sa'd bin Muaz radiallahu anhu. Glad tidings to you, O Aba Amr," that was the title of Hazrat Sa'd bin Muaz radiallahu anhu. "Glad tidings to you, O Sa'd radiallahu anhu." Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that for the janazah of Hazrat Sa'd bin Muaz radiallahu anhu, 70,000 malaika came down. And these were such malaika who had never touched the earth before, had never come down to the earth before. And when he was buried, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Subhanallah, Subhanallah." If there was a person who deserved to be saved from the being crushed in a qabr, you all know one of the azabs of the qabr is that when a person is in a qabr, then the walls of the qabr close up upon him, and he's crushed. May Allah Ta'ala save us. If there's one person that deserves to be saved from this type of azab, then it is Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu. And the munafiqeen said that how light is the janazah of Sa'd radiallahu anhu. They were trying to poke fun and mock Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu, that they said how light is his janazah. And Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned that 70,000 malaika are present at the janazah of Sa'd radiallahu anhu. And they are carrying the janazah of the Sa'd radiallahu anhu. And these are such that malaika that had never come down on the earth before this. Similar narration, as Hassan radiallahu anhu says that when Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu passed away, and he was a big size hefty person, malaika began to say, and they were walking behind his janazah, that he did not see anybody's janazah as light as this. They're trying to poke fun at him, that look at him, how light he is. And they said that this is because the munafiq came back and said, you know why this is so? It is because he made the decision regarding the Banu Qurayza. Banu Qurayza, one of the tribes of the Jews who were treacherous against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded Hazrat Ma'al, that Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu will make the decision regarding what to do with them. And Sa'd radiallahu anhu was very close to them. Was a close, his tribe and that tribe of Bani Qurayza, they were very close. And they were very happy, the Jews were very happy that they thought that Nada will be let go because of the close ties that they have with Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu. But Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu made a decision that all the adult men of this tribe should be killed. So munafiqin said, this is a sort of punishment for him, because this is the hukam, this is the order and judgment he gave regarding the Banu Qurayza. And this was mentioned to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, by the qasam of that zat, of that being in whose hands is my life, this is because a malaika were carrying his janazah.
Assalamu alaikum. There's a Polo TSI number plate ND768998. It's blocking a Sati. ND768998. Silver grey. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Respected brothers, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they achieved all this because of the sacrifices, because of the Iman. because of the amal, because of the efforts and sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the Hanzala radiallahu anhu, these were the Ansar who had assisted the Muhajireen when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hajrat from Makkah Mukarramah and came to Medina Munawwara. They are the ones that assisted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum in every possible way. Whether it was in feeding them, whether it was in housing them, and more importantly in assisting them in spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ready to go anywhere, any time, for any amount of time, to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ready to give their lives. The Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhum was one of the leaders of the Ansar, leaders of Medina Munawwara, one of the first people to accept Islam. And they gave everything to assist Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muhajireen in spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them. Respected brothers, alhamdulillah, in our midst, mashallah, there are many jamaats, especially now, the holiday time, many jamaats are around, jamaats are coming from Transvaal. And our ijtima is around the corner also, alhamdulillah, many jamaats are out. So let us be ready to accept jamaats. Let us be happily take jamaats. Let us ask for jamaats, request for jamaats. And jamaats in our masjid, respected brothers. And we shouldn't say that jamaats was just here last week, jamaats was just here a few days ago. But the jamaats are coming to assist us in our effort, in our door-to-door effort. It's our responsibility to meet every person once, twice, thrice, before the ijtima. Take them out for 3 days in the path of Allah before the ijtima. And bring them to the ijtima. This is our responsibility. The jamaats are coming to assist us in this. So let us happily take jamaats, the sacred brothers. The jamaats in our area, let us make the nusrat. Let us make the ikram. Respected brothers, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there are two types of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They are the Muhajireen and they are the Ansar. They are the Muhajireen and the Ansar. Either we are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we are making nusrat of those that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nusrafi. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nufsi sana'an alayka antaka ba'athri ta'ala nafsik. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.